What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? My name is Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
And I'm Justin at Dose of Stir.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Movie Talk for movie fans, ladies and gentlemen. We're bringing the movie world right into your ears, devices. Thank you for making us a part of your day, by the way, guys. Let's get right to it. This is our last minute unplanned live podcast, by the way, guys. And wow, what a lot of stuff to talk about with D23. We haven't really had much to talk about. I know people are asking us about the Sony deal as well. We could talk about that. We're going to be mentioning a lot of good stuff here at the Alamo City Movie Talk Studios. Yep. A lot of stuff that we haven't really mentioned on our show or anything like that. So that's a lot of good stuff to talk about. So let's talk about what's fresh on our mind right now is D23. You know, D23, if you do not know, that's the Disney Expo, Disney Comic Con, so to speak, that everything Disney related. And that's also affiliated with the Spider-Man thing, which is what we'll talk about furthermore. But
R.I.P. in pieces.
Yeah. So let's go right into the Disney stuff. I mean, right off the bat, Disney Plus, are you going to get it?
Hell yeah.
I'm going to get it too. Heck yeah. So they did announce that they're going to do a Lizzie McGuire reboot or a sequel.
Man, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a sequel.
It's a sequel. Yeah. So like That's So Raven, how they did That's So Raven. They did a sequel to that. Yeah. So, all bets aside, though, I mean, just I'm excited for Disney Plus. I'm so excited for this. Yeah. I am so down. I am so ready to see what's in store for at least for the series, for a new series, for the stuff that's already on there. I mean, so much content that's going to be pushed on there. We get Hannah Montana, even Stevens. We get the Proud Family. Yeah. We get a lot of good stuff. The Proud Family. We get a lot of good stuff that we've grew up with, because yeah. I mean we're millennials, we're 90s, we're both in the 90s. What year are you?
94, 92.
Yeah. So I mean, just we grew up with that aspect. Hannah Montana. We grew up with all that.
I didn't grow now, up with
that. Okay, all right, we did. But I mean, just to think about it. I mean, just we get all their regular Disney Channel stuff.
Yeah.
Now, future content. There is gonna be a High School Musical series on there. Are you on the fence on that? Or what is your
opinion? No, High School Musical was just one of those things that always made me cringe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
I was just like, nah.
Why did it make you?
I just, I don't like musical shows or movies. Yeah. I don't like anything like that. Like, I can't even watch Glee. I'm sorry.
I can't
watch any of that stuff. Like,
well, see, here's the thing with me. I can't watch Glee, but I can watch The Greatest Showman over and over and over again.
I still can't even watch
it. You can't even watch that? Okay.
So and I just, heard it's very great. Yeah. I just can't watch it. I don't like stuff like that.
Okay.
Like, well, one of the things, like, I always cringe at is when mm-hmm. they, you know, like, at the end of movies, like, for some reason, people have dance-offs at the end of movies. I hate that. It makes me cringe so much.
Yeah. No, I gotcha. Yeah. I actually did enjoy High School Musical because of Zac Efron, and that's where Zac Efron started off his career. Now to see him, you know, from Baywatch to Neighbors and to the bum movie.
Oh, Ted Bundy.
Or the Ted Bundy as well.
Yeah.
To see, you know, I'm on board, but I'm just like...
It's like, oh, like what? A whole bunch of brand
so
new people,
that's all it is. It's a series of the play High School Musical in that. So I'm just like, okay, that makes sense. It's a different take because it's not a High School Musical series, so to speak. It's like a musical High School Musical play, so to speak. It's just like it's like in that world that they built, but it's the same Wildcat. It's still same there, so I'm excited for it. I'm just like I'm excited for it. I really can't wait to see it, and I can't wait to see, you know, all the stuff they have going on. So now the highly anticipated show that we're going to talk about, we're probably mainly talk about a lot of, is The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
The Mandalorian, which is on Jon Favreau, that he actually helped write. And to see this world come to life, I mean, we got to see, are we going to see Mandalore? Are we going to see a true Mandalorian? So believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, Boba Fett is not a true Mandalorian. No, he's not. He is a clone. He is not true Mandalorian. He is a clone. Ooh. And let's get that straight. Let's set that fact real quick. So okay. He is not that whatsoever. So
can't make people mad.
I know, right?
I'm super excited for this because, you know, not only me, but everybody and their mama is a Boba Fett fan. And they were, even though he was so short-lived and had one of the worst and stupidest deaths ever in cinematic history, you know, like, people are excited to see this, like, even mm-hmm. though it is not Boba Fett, but people love the whole bounty hunter thing, you yes. know, the whole Mandalorian
and,
life.
And see, there's a, in all bets aside, we were supposed to get a Boba Fett movie.
Yeah.
Now that got cut.
And honestly, this is a better thing. I mean, because, you know, what else is there to tell of Boba Fett than what we saw?
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, yeah,
I mean, exactly. Besides him training to be who he was, I mean, mm-hmm. but other than that, like, honestly, like, I wasn't looking forward to that movie, even though it was kind of like,
I wasn't either.
I'd see it, but, you know, I'm glad that they're going in this direction, and it's, you know, like, just seeing the whole, you know, the whole trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I, of course, we get one noticeable person in there, then we also, I feel like it's probably going to be dark.
And see, I see that. So here's the thing. Disney did say they are not going to have any rated R content on there.
Yeah.
No rated R content whatsoever. So it's strictly just going to be for the kids, PG. So with that being said and everything, I am actually excited to see, this is the first ever live action series. We did get Rebels, which was freaking amazing. I love how that season ended. I hated how it ended because it was ending, not because of the ending story, but I hated how it ended. But there's only so much story you could do between Rogue One and Episode 3.
And we are getting more Rebels, right?
No, it's Clones.
So we're clones, getting, clones, we're,
yeah,
my bad.
Yeah,
sorry,
so
clones.
We are getting more of the Clone
clones.
Wars.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little
bit. But, I mean, see, here's the thing. So Mandalorian, the Mandalorians, you know, I'm excited for it because I want to see Mandalore. I really want to see Mandalore. We've never seen Mandalore live action. We've always seen animation in the Clone Wars. We saw so much. We even saw Kenobi had a love interest.
Yeah.
That was amazing. I was like, what? Kenobi even said it himself, ladies and gentlemen. Believe it or not, he said it himself. I would have left the Jedi Order for her. Literally, that's what he said. And Anakin, it was cool because we got a sense to where Anakin could, like, understood that. He was like, I could think of doing that too. And he brought that up in Episode 3. But, so what I am going to say is that, you know, I'm excited to see where this, you know, this takes place, because this does take place right after The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Now, we saw a lot of stormtroopers there, and we saw death troopers there too. I'm excited to see more death troopers, because I think that was a fan favorite for Rogue One.
Yeah.
Was the death troopers. We saw, and then I read the book Catalyst, Star Wars Catalyst, which sheds some light. So pretty much the dark troopers, all they are, they're just smarter. That's it. And hopefully they aim better than stormtroopers, right? Because, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, stormtroopers don't really aim good, hence A New Hope. Hence, when they were trying
since
to...
Since every movie.
Yeah.
But, you know, honestly, like, if you did see the trailer to this, if you do not get excited for the part where he kicks that guy into the closing door and then shoots the door closed, and you can literally tell that it chops his head off.
Yeah.
You know, there's something's wrong with you.
Okay.
I saw that, and I'm like, I'm sold. you know, that was badass. I want to see this.
No, most definitely. And so the thing is though, for me, I'm excited for this trailer. The trailer was amazing. I love the trailer. The trailer was great.
Yeah, yeah.
If you be sure to check it out on our trailer reactions on our YouTube channel. But you killed Darth Vader.
Uh-huh.
So what I'm gonna say though too as well was, you know, I really did love how they're doing it. So I love how so far I'm digging the trailer reaction. I'm digging it so much. I really did enjoy the trailer. Now with that being said and everything, is it going to make sense within the timeline? Because I kid you not, that timeline they revealed at D23 looked like a 12-year-old drew that. Like, it just the way it was just, like, pointing, like, it was just everywhere. And the fact of the matter is they're going back to Clone Wars. Like, really? Like, I'm for it, but I'm just, like, they keep going back to the original content.
Well, like, I mean, there's still a lot of stuff that has not been done. I mean, there's so many Star Wars books out there that have told different stories of different people, different stuff that goes on in the universe. And, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, that would like to see that. I mean, I honestly, I'm glad that it's coming in as TV shows or, like, you know, just live action films instead of being on the big screen.
Yeah.
That's why I'm even glad that they're doing that with Kenobi. I mean,
you
know, like when they said that they were going to do, like, oh, we're going to do this movie after the Star Wars, The Force Awakens, and we're going to do this one.
Well, they had so many movies planned out, but guess what happened? It failed.
Yeah.
Han Solo failed. Solo really did fail for me. It failed for me. The only thing that really saved me was that last scene. That was it.
Yeah.
Dude, that movie was so cheesy. I was all like, what's your last name? I'm by myself. Solo.
Yeah.
Like, I was just so cheesy, so predictable. I really hate it. I hate Solo. I hate that movie. I mean, let's be honest, like, Donald Glover,
I like it so much that I didn't watch it.
I mean, it just, I really did not enjoy this whatsoever. I really did enjoy Solo.
I didn't.
Like I said, last 5 minutes, I watched it because of Woody Harrelson. I watched it because we got Khaleesi in there. Emilia Clarke, and that was it. Yeah, like I just, yeah. But anyways.
Which saved the movie.
Yeah. So, all bets aside, I am actually more excited to see where The Mandalorian takes place now that we're getting a live action series. Now, let's go into that next series, which is the one you already mentioned, the Kenobi series.
Yes.
Now, we did not get a movie, which was rumored. Even Ewan McGregor even said, I'm not signed on to do a movie. Which he wasn't lying. He's not signed on to do a movie.
He's not.
It's a series, ladies and gentlemen. And to
which
know
I'm
this,
glad,
though,
and everyone's glad.
Are we, though?
Yes, everyone's glad.
I know everyone's glad, but what are you going to have him do? Like, that's the thing. Because
nobody cares.
Was he going to be doing meditating the whole time, the whole series, or what? Like,
no.
Okay, let's be honest. Are they going to show that fight between him and Darth Maul? That we got in Rebels.
Good question.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not know this, in Rebels, towards the end of the season, the last season that came out, towards the end of the series, we did get a fight scene between Darth Maul and Kenobi. Mm-hmm. And to know this for a fact, the last thing we got from Darth Maul was, is he the chosen one? And Kenobi said yes. And then he killed him right then and there. I was just like, wow, that was a great scene. How do you top that? Because let's be honest, Kenobi has to face Darth Maul. That's the climax. That should be the climax of the series, that he fights Darth Maul. Because Darth Maul has to come back. I mean, he has to.
Yeah.
It's funny, though, because he's a favorite character that everyone loves talking about him. But they killed him off in episode one. Like,
there's a lot of characters in the Star Wars universe that should have been touched on more that, you know, the big people thought, okay, this is just someone that's going to be minor and everything like that.
Yeah.
And people loved him. I mean, for some damn reason, people love Jar Jar. Yeah. I hate Jar Jar with a passion, but people love him.
They wanted to become the dark side, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So what I'm going to say, though, is that, with the Kenobi series happening and everything, and where do you take it? Like, is there a climax? Do you have him fight? Like, is there going to be other people after Luke? What if the Emperor find? What if Darth Vader found? But Darth Vader never. I'm speculating in my head, talking out loud. If Darth Vader even found out, like, he wouldn't mention it in A New Hope. It needs to make sense within the timeline, It needs to make sense within that, because we're getting Kenobi before episode, obviously before A New Hope. And to see this, though, I'm just like, I'm excited for it, but at the same time, I mean, it's cool because we get Ewan McGregor back and he's already old enough for it. And to see this, though, I'm just like, is it going to make sense in the Star Wars world?
Yeah. I don't doubt that it will.
Yeah. Okay.
That it won't.
That it won't.
Yeah.
Yeah. That it won't.
I have more faith in them putting the time and effort into series than movies at this point.
Than the movies, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because there's only so much you can do within, 2 hours? Of a Star Wars screen time,
yeah,
and runtime. It's a given. Whenever you do certain stuff like this, example like a Marvel superhero, like if you put their story into a TV show, a series,
yeah,
it's a lot better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a given.
Yes, exactly.
So I trust that.
Yeah,
this is gonna be good.
I'm excited for it. I really am, to see Ewan McGregor come back to that role. I'm excited for it. But it needs to make sense. That's the thing with me. It just, the logic needs to be there. I mean, the Star Wars, the Force needs to be there. Everything needs to be there. It needs to coexist with the Star Wars other live action Mandalorian. Now, just to say, like, let's just say, like, the Mandalorian series has its own style of Star Wars live action. And I love that, too, because we get something original. Because this is original. We're getting something actually original. But then again, it's kind of hard because, like, even Bob, I'll go back to saying the statement that Bob Iger said. Even Bob Iger said, and Kathleen Kennedy, we screwed up. We're putting a hold on the Star Wars movies after Rise of Skywalker. That's it. We're putting a hold on it. We're going to go back to the writing board. Now, as far as, like, The Mandalorian, I'm on board. You're on board for The Mandalorian
series? Oh, yeah, definitely.
Same here. It's funny because they already ordered a season 2 already. It hasn't even come out yet. So they're already ordering season 2. next thing, Kenobi series. I'm on board. You're on board for Kenobi series?
Was it going to be like Netflix? Like the whole season was going to be available to watch
on I don't know. Or... Yeah, there hasn't been any word on that whatsoever. I can only because assume.
I mean, if they already announced the season two, I would assume too that, you know, they finished seeing it. They're like, we want more.
Yeah, exactly. Want more. So I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes that they, well, we haven't got any confirmation from that yet. So we'll find out, I guess, in the near future. November 12th is the Disney Plus streaming service date. Now, the next topic we're going to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, is going to, of course, be very sensitive. And that's the Spider-Man Sony. I know the internet is buzzing, was buzzing all last week about this. And so much speculation, so much controversy. And let's be honest here. Sony screwed Disney. They really did. They screwed Disney because I feel like Kevin Feige had a plan at the Disney Expo. I feel like they were going to release something Spider-Man because there was rumors that Tom Holland still had, what, two more Spider-Man movies?
He still does.
So,
contract, yeah.
Now, we'll talk about more details on that, who owns that contract and everything and furthermore. But so I feel like they had a name, the title for the next Spider-Man. I feel like they could have showed us the logo and the name. I feel like Kevin Feige had a plan to introduce because Spider-Man is the one to keep it up.
Keep up the revenue.
See, here's the thing though. Sony screwed Disney on that because now who do you lead off with now? Because you just got done making a bank for a buck right now for Far From Home.
Yeah.
And now to see that, you know, your one hit, I mean, not your one hit wonder, but like your you know, your ace in the hole is gone right now as we speak. Now, Sony screwed him. Sony really did. I mean, just.
They'll figure something out.
You think the deal is going to come back? You think it's going to be back on the table and they're going to have a shared contract again?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, there's so many things that can happen with this. Mm-hmm. You know, like going on to the two movies that they have planned. You know, who's not to say that, you know, with Venom and everything that Venom Sony's 2, got, that they might not just be like, you know what, let's use this opportunity to make a Spider-Verse, you know.
See, that's
like, and build it around Tom Holland.
That's the thing, though. So we are, it's been confirmed already, it's been official that Andy Serkis is directing Venom 2.
Yeah.
Now, is that a good move? I have no idea, man, to be honest. Yeah, he's the first time, it's his second project, like... I wouldn't even give him Venom. But here's the thing, though. There's also rumors that Sony, the director of the first Spider-Man, that Marvel is paying him, or Marvel's trying to get him to do other Marvel movies, while Sony's trying to get him to do the next Spider-Man movie because of Far From Home doing so well. But let's be honest. I mean, it was a shared effort. It really was. I mean, Kevin Feige wasn't, you know, he had a part in it. Same thing with, you know, the director. You know, it's just they all had a part in him. Sony had a part in it, too. Like, they all had it. And they created a Spider-Man that we all could love, and you know, everyone loves Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to see it from Sony's point of view. You know, this is their moneymaker, the cream of the crop. You know, you got someone as big as Disney saying like, hey, you know, let's do 50-50 on this. You know, I can imagine somebody was like, why? You have everything.
You have everything, yeah, exactly.
Well, why don't you just let us have this?
Yeah. And see, here's the thing. Here's the problem that I had.
Now
and
I'm going to starve.
Here's a problem that I do have when a studio owns too many properties. Let's go take a step back. The Fox merger. They cleaned house on Fox. They laid off a lot of people. And here's the thing, though. The sad thing. We're never going to get an Alien movie. When's the next Alien movie we're going to get? That's Fox. When's the next Predator movie? They're not going to make any of them. They're not going to make them.
Nobody wants another Predator after that. After this
yeah,
one.
Like they're not going to push them though. Like regardless if they were terrible, we still got. We still got a new Predator. Yeah. We still got like content out, which I don't mind. By all means, they're all work of arts. Whether we think they're terrible or good or great or bad or really bad or just waste of my dang time, Hobbs and Shaw. But I mean, we do get so much. I mean, they're all works of art. And with that being said and everything, I don't like how, you know, they're not going to push their rated R stuff, I guess you could say, sort of speak. They're not going to push their Predators. They're not going to push Alien, which I would love to see, though. I would love to see a new age Predator and a new age Alien.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, it was like, the Alien story's kind of already done.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, after Prometheus and
all that.
So, yeah, everything's closed off. It's good.
And then also with the Avatars, are the Avatars still happening? I mean, there's...
Oh, dude, yes. I mean, come on, bro. They've been... That's money right there. That's a cash crop right there. Yes, it's been a while though.
It's been a while since we got the first Avatar. Like, it's been a long time. Are people still interested in Avatar?
Yeah. I mean, I know some people that, you know, really dislike the movie. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I could be wrong, but maybe Avatar was the most popular movie at the time because mm-hmm. of where it was at the time. You know, you had Lord forgive me because I always forget his name, lead actor for Avatar.
Yeah,
I always forget his name. But at the time he was an A-list actor. Everybody wanted mm-hmm. him. He was in every movie, mm-hmm. you know. And I felt like, you know, that was at the beginning of the whole 3D movie era.
Yeah, and the CGI,
so,
too.
Yeah,
that was
and
the
CGI.
Of the CGI.
I mean, I feel like they were just, you know, right moment.
Until 3D
at the right
came
moment.
Crap yeah. now. Now 3D's crap and yeah, no one wants to see. No one wants 3D anymore.
Yeah. Everyone's blind now.
Yeah.
I feel like they were just, you know, at the right time.
Yeah, it you was. Know,
they made it at the right time. But it so, was. So yeah. will it do good again? I don't think it'll do as good as the first one, money wise.
We can only speculate. And here's the thing though. So now that we know that they're not gonna push any of their stuff besides Avatar, really, because Avatar's been in production for I don't know how long already, mm-hmm. and they're going back to back. But let's not forget Zoe Saldana too. Let's not forget how great of an actress she was in that movie.
Yeah, definitely.
So now going back to our Sony deal and everything. So technically, Spider-Man's Tom Holland is a Sony associate, I guess you could say, or a Sony employee. Mm-hmm. He's not a Marvel employee.
Yeah.
So here's the thing with me. I just like, okay, Tom Holland, obviously, he's sad about it. He even went to D23, and he said, I love you, 3,000. And then he said, like, I was like, okay, all right, we get it, okay? So I really... You know,
I feel like it's a short-lived thing, man. Honestly, they're gonna work something out. Something's gonna happen. I mean, yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. Like Disney, I don't know why Disney adamant on the 50-50. Like, I'm just like, dude, y'all get merchandising. Y'all get all merchandising. Like, the number one hottest toy is Spider-Man in Marvel, and anything Marvel, anything comics related, it's Spider-Man. There's been so many facts about it. I mean, even everyone, every toy person, every action figure person that really collects action figures. Mm-hmm. They know it's Spider-Man's the top hot seller. Everyone loves Spider-Man. Everybody knows Spider-Man. Same thing with the... I'll always mention it so far before we got all these... before we got any of the... before we got Shazam, before we got the Guardians of the Galaxy. Everyone knew three people. And that's who? Spider-Man, Superman, and Batman. They always knew those three. Everyone knew them from all the get-go. And then everyone knew that Fantastic Four terrible movie. But...
Which one?
You know, I'm going to say this, though, that so much money when it comes down to it. So much money when it comes down to it. And so here's the thing, though.
More money than me and you can ever.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Do you agree? I mean, is it okay for them to... Do you think this is right for Sony just to put their foot down?
I guess it's more like a... I don't know. I mean, honestly, it could have gone a lot different, you know, than we think. I mean, who knows? Maybe the Disney executives were being real bullies about it, and they were bullying them into this. I mean,
did you hear about the Stan Lee thing as well? Speculation.
I don't know.
That was his daughter. Saying
I know.
That.
I know. But at the same time, just like you don't know unless it came out.
Yeah,
from
exactly.
His mouth.
We don't know the inside. We don't know the inside scoop. We don't. You know, it's not like Kevin Feige came out and said anything.
Yeah.
They're always going to keep it behind closed doors. It's like the Kawhi Leonard thing. You know, just Leonard. You know, we're never going to know the true story out of that. But. Oh yeah, I forgot we can't speak his name in San Antonio. Yeah. But so I'm on the fence though. I'm just like, I think Sony is really, ever since Spider-Man to the Spider-Verse came out and with their Venom, you know, didn't do as great. We didn't enjoy it as much as we thought we would have. With all that being said, I feel like they're gonna try to do it again with this Spider-Man. Now, do you think it's the right time to do it? To have their own Spider-Verse?
They're gonna do it.
They're gonna do it.
I feel like they're gonna like push it.
Yeah.
I mean, if they really want to do Sinister Six and everything like that.
Dude,
and,
but...
Or even at that, like, yeah. Honestly, man, dude, there's, like, they could actually do a, you know, like, a live-action, you know, Into the Spider-Verse if they wanted to now. I don't know. There's so many things about this, man. Yeah. Honestly, I mean, we could just all be blowing this out of proportion.
Next week, it's probably going to be with Sony and Marvel going to be back together again.
I don't know.
But that's the thing, though. I'm just like, is it... what side are you on? I guess you could say, sort of. Because, I mean, to be honest, I am on the side of Sony. I really am. Because, yeah. I mean, let's be honest. They get all merchandising. Mm-hmm. I think, what was the... We don't know the exact total, but I think it was like 5% they were getting of the movies. 5%. The rest of It was like 5 or 10%. The rest of it was Sony. That seems fair, though, because, I mean, it doesn't seem fair in, you know, in numbers, obviously. But when it comes down to it, Disney, they get all merchandising. They get the other stuff. I mean, it's not like Disney's not making, you know, it's not making money. I'm an annual Disney pass holder, Disney World pass holder. I mean, they're taking my money, like, as we speak. Like, it just, they have money to spare. Like, I'm just like, yeah. And they're creating a brand new theme park that I'll be at. Be sure to look up, by the way, on the vlogs, on the YouTube channel. I'll be vlogging, live vlogging at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. But Galaxy's Edge is about to open up this week, this Friday. I mean, it's just so much money comes into that. Like, it's a lot of stuff that's happening right now for Disney World, Disney, and everything Disney related. Mm-hmm. And so now, and also they launched their Marvel Land that's going to be coming.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy. Like, I'm just at a loss for words. It's a lot of Disney stuff out there. It's coming out. Mm-hmm. And so here's my next pet peeve thing. I am on Sony's side on this because of the money, because of the situation. I'm just like, Sony only has this. That's it. They only have Spider-Man. That's it. That's all they have. Mm-hmm. What's the ongoing franchise by Sony right now?
I don't know.
This is it. No, I'm telling you, this is the only Sony franchise. You see anyone else making ridiculous movies like Fast and Furious, like Universal Studios does? Oh, I mean, just, this is their only franchise. This is it. This is their only moneymaker.
Yeah.
Do you really get sell? I mean, and then I also read a rumor. I don't know how true this is. $70 billion, they would sell it to Disney. $70 billion.
God damn.
And it's funny because...
I just need a million, please.
And see, Sony, they're smart about that. They're all like, they're not going to do it. What if they do it next week? Well, they're all like, all right, what's up? $70 billion sounds good to me.
I don't know, man.
Like, that's stupid, right? I mean, that's a stupid number. I mean, if that was even true, that's rumored. But we don't know how true that is. Yeah. But here's the thing, though. I really am on Sony's side on this. I'm not gonna change my mind on it. I really am on Sony's side on this, and I'm set on that. Mm. What side are you on?
On Sony's.
On Sony's.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, I feel like Disney's just being money hungry. I mean, that's all what it comes down to.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. What more do they want? I mean, honestly, like, you know, the people in the chairs above everybody else, they don't see this as like, dude, we're messing this up. They don't see that. They see this. That's all they see.
Exactly. And
that's what it's always going to come down to, especially with big companies. Yeah. They're not going to care about what happens, everything in between.
Yeah.
They're just going to, you know, see the numbers and be like,
exactly.
Give me more.
Yep.
Give me more.
And now here's my next question. You know, so if they launch their Sinister Six, mm-hmm. would it be a good idea? Like, how do you like, cause I mean, mm-hmm. we've seen it attempted. Mm-hmm.
We saw like a tease of what
it would look like in the Amazing Spider-Man. No. And
not if they're gonna make it like that. Jesus, no, please, no.
Okay, how would you make it then? That's the thing.
You have to build it up like the way you build,
so would you make the... Okay, and it's funny too because Cloud mentioned his opinion on it. I'll mention it right now too as well. And I'm on the fence because I'm not too familiar with the Sinister Six. Mm. I just know it's Dr. Octopus. That's it. Like, that's the lead guy. That's all I know. Okay. That's the leader, right? I guess you could say, sort of speak, or
sort of, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways, so I don't know how you would do this, but Cloud said that he would create a Dr. Octopus movie, yep. And then you could create a Rhino movie, and then but. That's too many movies, man. I feel like that's way too much.
Honestly, to completely do it right, you have to do
a preparation like that.
Well, not either two ways. You can either build it up like the way they did the Infinity War saga. To make one whole.
Oh,
thing.
Okay.
For it to come together and make that. That's a possibility. But if you really want to do it right. You make it into a series. That's what you do.
Nah, they won't do that.
I know they won't.
They but won't. That's, they don't have a series home. They don't have really a home for series streaming service. And it's funny too because I did not know this, but even Vudu has its own streaming service. It's gonna be free. But
everyone has a streaming service.
Why don't we start a streaming service? Animal City Movie Talk, where we talk about everything that's filmed in San Antonio, which is nothing.
Cool.
No, I'm just kidding. You know, I am so... I'm just a loss for words. I'm just like, I don't know how you would do this, though, because do you put just Spider-Man himself against Sinister Six? Because in my mind, I'm just like, you could put other Spider-Mans in there versus with to team up. You could do a Spider-Man team up. You know, and they could team up with Spider-Man.
My head hurts.
To fight with Sinister Six.
Yeah, there's so many what ifs, so many everythings. I mean,
and then do you ignore the Venom thing that's happening?
No, God, no. They're especially Sony. Sony's not gonna let it go.
Yeah,
I feel like they're gonna milk Venom for everything it is.
And see, here's the thing, like. Did you like Woody Harrelson as Carnage?
No, I've told you that plenty of times. The carrot top. No. No.
We know he's bald. Why'd you put hair on him? He looks like Sideshow Bob.
Yeah, honestly, if they would have just shaved the sides, because I don't know if you ever played, what Spider-Man game was it? Web of Shadows? Ooh, don't hang me for that.
Coach on that.
Yeah. Right? But yeah, there the Cletus Kasady in there was, he had the curly hair on top, but he had the sides shaved and, you know.
To be honest, I'd rather him had a fade and it just red, like a red fade. That would have been more appropriate. because it's just.
I don't know. Dude, honestly, like, it's just me. I mean, I can't take Woody Harrelson, like, serious after Zombieland and everything like that. And I just can't. I can't see him as that.
Yeah.
I've always wanted the kid from.
Which I'm excited for Zombieland. Double Tap, by the way. Well, I'm excited for that. But, we're going to stick to Sony side on this. And then also, we're going to mention a couple more Disney stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Let's mention that Marvel series.
Every Marvel series.
Yeah, the Ms. Marvel series that's coming out on
Disney. Ms. Marvel, yes.
Ms. Marvel. And then Loki.
Loki.
Yeah.
And then, of course...
The She-Hulk, which is the one that everyone's talking about.
She-Hulk, yeah. That threw me off. I'm excited for that.
I'm actually excited because they're actually doing something original. I mean, in a sense, to where that's not still going back to their Loki. Because Loki's going back, and they're going back to their roots, I guess you could say, so to speak. They're milking what it's worth.
They're just expanding other, you know... other characters in
I'm not on board with that. I'm not on board with Loki. Like, Loki needs to be, like, he's already done that.
Well,
of
course, but I mean, you know, I'm curious about it because they do create another timeline on this.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious about what happens on there. Yeah, WandaVision, which is the cover that we get for it. It looks like a real old school, like a 50s style. And they even said that her costume design is supposed to resemble the comic book
of her. Okay.
So I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that.
Is this going to be the real Marvel,
wild,
though?
I don't know if it's going to be that wild, but I feel like it's going to be very similar to that. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about that. So many speculations on what's going to be done there.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we got Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yes, we did get that as well.
We did get a little tease of their poster or whatever. So we just get a clean looking Bucky. He doesn't look homeless no more. And I feel like we're gonna see Captain Falcon. The actual, like, the animated series comic book look. I feel like that's what we're gonna get.
You think we're gonna get that? Okay, I got you.
Yeah. And then last but not least, in the new Marvel series that they're coming out, Moon Knight.
Yeah, that threw me off. That threw me off like crazy. Because I mean, to be honest, I'm just like, Moonlight. All right, I don't know anything about it, so I'm just like.
But it was just
something different.
But even though they haven't announced anything of this, just so happened that somebody joins the Marvel Cinematic Universe as soon as they announce Moon Knight, and who is it? Come on, bro. Game of Thrones.
Oh, John Snow. Yeah, yes. John. I mean, Robert Brad. I'm sorry. Oh my gosh, Rob. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna be Rob Stark.
Yeah,
he plays Rob Stark. Yeah, the beard. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they just so happened that they announced him. So, you know, Reddit was buzzing all over about it, and you know, he honestly could be our Moon Knight.
Dang.
I mean, because and so then like you, and then you, one of the jokes was. It was like when you wanted to become Moon Knight, but they but Disney says no, you're gonna be Wolverine. But, yeah.
So give us a little insight to what Moonlight is, real quick. I guess
he's a hero. Oh man, I don't know too much of Moon Knight. I mean, I've seen him in other issues. Okay. I don't know his own personal story and everything. No. I wish we had Cloud and
yeah, no, nah, it's all good. We get our mom expert here, but.
But yeah, I mean, honestly,
I'm excited to see something, a new hero. I'm excited to always see new heroes, new villains, new actual original, I guess you could say, sort of speak, original live action series / movies. I'm excited for that because I really am on board for that. Now to see this come to life, you know, we're not going to see this for a very while. But at the same time, though, we did get Black Panther 2 announced as well, which is very exciting. I'm so excited to see that. I'm so excited to see Ryan Coogler back at the director's chair again mm-hmm. for Black Panther 2. And, you know, I'm excited also for to see the original actor come back too at the same time as well.
Yeah.
And just go back to that world and everything. So I'm going to give a thumbs up on everything for Marvel, man.
So, question, who would you have play She-Hulk? Like, anyone you could think of?
I could think of somebody right now off the top of my head from Game of Thrones.
Okay. Well, it didn't have to be from Game of Thrones, but okay. But
oh, yeah. Okay, I'm right. Oh, it's just because she's a tall lady. It's going to be, she's Captain Phasma, too, in Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's okay. Tall, she's blonde. I always forget her name, I apologize. I'm not good with names, but yeah, it's going to, I'm just good with faces. But it's going to be her, mm-hmm. and she was a very big lady, tall, big lady in Game of Thrones, and y'all know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, and you know, like
I'm a boy for her to be it.
Yeah, I mean, She-Hulk was a fan favorite, so I'm glad that they're bringing her on.
Do you think that's not, I mean, that's not a bad choice?
No, what I mentioned, yeah, right? No, yeah. It's not.
Who would you think?
No, that honestly, that's I couldn't even think of anybody.
Oh, okay,
yeah, I was asking you.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm thinking
but,
her.
But yeah, you know,
that'd be a good move.
I'm glad they're bringing She-Hulk
because she did Star Wars, which she's not from. I mean, she's not a.
You never
she's
really not, saw her face or anything.
But, yeah. No, but like I mean, we did kind of yeah, like sort in last year, but. With that being said and everything, I mean, she's not like she doesn't know Disney. I mean, Star Wars is Disney.
I wouldn't doubt it if they, you know, brought her on.
Yeah, I'll be excited for that. I mean, to see that come to life.
And then what actually got people excited and which is going to be a plus too as well. We got Ms. Marvel announced, and I was confused I was questioning what Ms. Marvel they were going to bring. Yes. And they're actually going to bring the new Miss Marvel, which was she was Muslim or Indian, or, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Muslim.
So it's not gonna be Brie Larson.
No, okay. no, that's Captain
Marvel. Captain Marvel. I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh, too many Marvels. Oh
man.
Too many Marvels.
No. Yeah. Yeah. So they're actually bringing the new Miss Marvel into
every
this.
Time you mention I keep thinking. I don't know why. I just keep thinking Shazam. I'm sorry. I can't. That's why it's hard for me to say that. But yeah. No, I agree on that.
Jesus, I can't believe I skipped this one over. Of course, then we get the What If series.
Yeah, so. The What If. But it's funny, we didn't get anything from the What If series.
No, like the only thing that was said was
Fantastic Four and X-Men. They were going to touch on.
Yeah, which
we did get that.
Which they're basically just going to talk about. See, there was a stupid What If series called the Fantastic Five. With Spider-Man in it, so
wow.
And then, of course, they did say though that Peggy Carter was going to come back into mm-hmm. the series.
Yeah.
So she, I feel like it's gonna be Captain Carter because there is a comic where she does take the Captain America role.
Oh, really? Dang.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
And I don't know. There's a lot of things too. One of the things that was shown in the What If logo when they announced it. Was it looked like Marvel Zombies, which you know, that was a short but very.
I don't think they'll do that though. That's a ballsy move for them. I don't think they would do that.
I
don't think they would.
Honestly, that's like if you read it, you're gonna be like, I want it. You know, for yeah. for
Deadpool. No,
Deadpool
I
to be the one to survive it because he.
I don't
because he
doubt
got locked
that.
Up in a chimichanga truck and was.
I don't like doubt that the fans are not gonna want it, but I'm doubting that Disney will actually do something like that.
You may never know.
Yeah, we'll find out. I mean, they did launch their What If series, so obviously it's going to change a lot of factors. It's
there's a lot of, there's a lot of What Ifs on there.
Exactly.
That they created and everything. But,
yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm bored with that. All right, guys. But is there anything else? I guess. Oh, we are going to have a Joker trailer this coming Thursday. So be on the lookout for our trailer reaction for that, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do a trailer reaction to that where you'll be watching it with us and experiencing that outcome of that. So, and then we're about to get It is about to come out in a few weeks. We're getting a lot of good fall stuff, which I'm busy. What are you watching right now? Let's go ahead and end our podcast. What are you watching right now as we speak? Besides 13 Reasons Why.
Oh,
we're watching okay. that. I mean, yeah.
I was going to start Mindhunters, just because I did see a post about how, they made the actors look like,
serial killers, and everything. You know, what's funny is that the one that plays, Charles Manson.
Yeah.
He's the same one from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah. Guy's going to be known for that. But yes, it's funny though. So Mindhunter season one had Rotten Tomatoes, like it was rotten for like 50%. And then to almost double, it was like now it's like 94, 95, probably in the lower 90s. It's still 90% at least. And to know this, I'm just like, dang, they really did a ballsy, like they got Son of Sam. They got a lot of characters that are realist. I mean, they were real at one point, real serial killers. And I'm on board for it. I lost interest halfway through the season one. I really did.
I gotta see it. It really sparked interest in me. But other than that,
13 Reasons Why is another show that I'll mention as well. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but okay. 13 Reasons Why is another show that's gone so intense. And I feel like if they didn't kill off Bryce Walker, if you did not know that it's in the trailers, but if they did not kill off Bryce Walker,
what else could they have done?
It would have been weak.
Yeah.
Now to know that Netflix did a ballsy move like this, I'm just like, dang. I mean, I'm one episode away from the last season. Yeah, so I'm not going to mention any spoilers whatsoever, but it's gone. It's really upscale to a point to where I didn't think it would go.
Yeah.
It's really untouched on a lot of topics that are very...
A lot of modern topics I've seen.
A lot of modern topics and a lot of topics that are very sensitive to everybody. So I really am on board for this season. It really just shed light on the logic of it. And I love it because it's typically all logic. I love that about this series. And let's be honest. It actually had to take writing because only the first season was the only one that was an actual book.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest there. And to see that come to where we've seen it start, it's really gone the upscale. And I actually like it how they don't have Hannah Baker in it.
Yeah,
spoiler alert. Baker is not in it, guys.
Well, I mean, it's not really a spoiler. Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, season two, they did say that
and
was
see,
the end of
the story. And
it's
funny, though, because even a lot of people are all like, I'm tired of seeing Catherine Lane in Clay's mind in season two. I don't know why. Everyone got tired of her in that.
I love her.
See, but... no, you're in love with her. With her and then... what's her name? The mom from Child's Play. What's it? The recent Child's Play.
Aubrey Plaza?
Yeah.
Oh, bro. Come on.
Dude, Ingrid Goes West. Great. Yeah. There's
no question about it. I mean, that's everybody's.
Yeah. You know. Okay. So going back to, so we're watching that. Right now, I'm actually about to start up HBO's Ballers, the last season of Ballers. I'm excited for that. We're about to get into that. And then actually, there's another show that I'm watching. Oh, I forgot what it's called. Oh, The Righteous Men, which is John Goodman and Adam Devine. Get this. It's if you do not know, be sure to watch it, guys. It's a really... I haven't watched it yet, though. I'm already recommending it because of this trailer. The trailer, it's about evangelists that are actual church people, but they make money off of it. They're crooks. And I love it because...
Happens a lot.
It's all about money making, right? That's all it's about. And it's a great idea, and I love that so much. HBO has a lot of good stuff coming out this year. We're getting Watchmen later in this year in the fall, and then also we're getting Mayan season two as well. I'm just mentioning a lot of stuff on top of my head that I'm gonna be watching. Also, this Friday, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you saw a trailer for it,
maybe,
but the Carnival Roy, the Carnival Row, no, the Roy with Orlando Bloom on the Amazon Prime series.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's another good series that comes out this Friday. I'm actually really excited for. So that's going to be another good series to watch. I'm going to be watching that as well. Be sure to look out. Also, we're going to do a season review of 13 Reasons Why and everything. So be on lookout for that.
Sure.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that. And then, I'm excited to see. Fall has a lot of good stuff coming out.
Yeah. There's a lot of shows that I've seen, too, so far that I'm ready to see the next season of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think like maybe about a couple weeks ago, I just finished the season 6 of The 100.
Oh, okay.
So I'm waiting. I'm excited to see it. I love that show. And then of course, let's finish seeing The Boys.
Yeah,
and
The
on,
Boys
on Amazon man. Prime, and yeah, that was
that's
like
a really good one.
And that was an amazing
that.
Show.
Yeah, that, they've been filming that this whole time, and to know that, I mean, they were marketing it. It was everywhere, man.
Yeah,
Amazon. I mean, they primed. Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Every time I got an Amazon package, it was like The Boys, The Boys, The Boys, The Boys. Yeah. Oh, by the way, The Boys.
And I finally gave up, and I was like, "All right, I'll see it." And then I saw it, and I'm like, I was mad that I did not see it before.
I told you it was good, man. I told you.
Yeah, but it was just one of those things where, like, you know what? I'll watch it if I got nothing else to watch.
I got you.
Honestly, like, if you have not seen it now, see it. Especially if you got Amazon Prime, because you're wasting your Prime membership.
Yep.
Watch it. I highly recommend it. And I'm excited for season two.
Okay, exactly. Yeah. There you go, man. All right, guys. Let's go to the chat. Let's see. Michael, what's going on, Michael? What's up, man? What's the new release that you guys going to hit up next? So actually, at this very moment, we don't have any. There's no screenings here in San Antonio yet. Sad face. Are they going to screen it? I've been asked that a few times already on my personal and on the Facebook page. As we know, as of right now,
probably not, though.
They are not.
They didn't screen the first one here, right?
They did. Yeah, they did. But the second one, as far as I know, is not planned whatsoever. Sad face. They are going to have it in Austin. I did find out that. But no, it is not going to be, as far as we know. It, too, is not going to be screened here, as far as we know.
Yeah.
But that could change. You know, they could end up doing it, in, you know, and that's great. I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Now, have you read the critics, what they said about
it? I've read them, yes. It's a mix. You know, there's the first, honestly, the first review that I saw, somebody was
they
like,
they were just dogging on
they
it.
Were
they
bad.
Were ripping it.
Ripping it a new one. And then, like, you know, then I saw some that were like, this is perfect. Like,
yeah.
But all in all, like, every critic said the same thing. Mm. This is the only film that's ever gotten. This is the only remake of a film that's ever gotten it and done it right, done it justice.
Really?
You know, okay. Yeah. As far as Stephen King movies go.
Okay. Yeah.
Because this was honestly, like, just seeing the first It. Like, I mean, how do you top It?
Well, see,
except for the ending. Honestly, anybody could do better than that.
Here's the thing I've been reading. They're saying it's foreshadowing a lot of the original, so it doesn't really, it doesn't live up to the hype. That's why I've been hearing a lot of tweets.
And then they do have the restaurant scene.
And so, but there's so many situations where I can name where, like, the fans really did enjoy the movie, but the critics didn't. And
it's a lot of,
and we're in between. We're right in the middle. We can consider us fans and critics. That's the beauty of it. That's why we run this show. That's why we do it, because we're both. And here's the thing, you know, it's not going to ruin my momentum whatsoever. If they rate it a 5%, that's your opinion. I'm still going to go see it. We recommend every single movie goer out there. If we trash on Hobbs and Shaw, did you go see it? Heck yeah, you did. By all means, at the very end of every single review, we recommend go seeing it for yourself. This is our personal opinion. We let you know if it's worth the money, if it's worth the last ticket that you ever buy on Earth. Mm. No. Or is it? That's the question we answer for you guys. And we let you know if it's worth seeing in a theater, worth spending the money, because let's face it, theaters they cost a lot. So let's be honest there. With that being said and everything, it's not going to ruin it for me. It's not going to ruin that they trash it, they dog on it. Now, I'm still going to go see it. Heck yeah, we're still going to go see it. We're going to review it. We're going to review it here at the Alamo City Movie Talk Studio, and we're going to enjoy it, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the runtime, I mean, dude, that runtime is long. I mean, it was like, it's been 2 hours and 45 minutes, right?
Yeah.
That was the confirmed runtime.
I mean, it's appropriate. Yeah. It's appropriate. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that happens that I feel like that's an appropriate time. I did see a couple of people say it, and I hate that I read that part. And
what's up?
That the last 45 minutes is basically what makes or breaks you.
Oh man! Oh, that sucks. Okay.
But I mean, it wasn't all negative.
Yeah,
you know, everyone was saying the 45 minutes. Yeah. The last 45 minutes is what
Yeah.
What does it?
And I'm excited. I'm excited for it. I'm still going to go see it.
Yeah, exactly.
We're still going to go see it, and I cannot wait to see it.
Great cast and everything, so I'm very excited about it. Oh, dude, heck yeah.
I really am, too, as well. So much speculation on that as well when it comes to the critic side of it. But at the same time, though, I can name a scenario right now. Fans loved Aladdin. The critics didn't. They didn't enjoy Aladdin.
Actually, who was it? Insider had made a list of Rotten Tomatoes top 10 worst rated movies, and there was a lot of movies on there that were
that you enjoyed
that everyone enjoyed except for Gotti, because Gotti is actually the worst rated film on Rotten Tomatoes, which is at a complete zero. And it was that terrible.
It was okay. Yeah. All right, man. All right, guys. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
And I'm Justin at Dosa Stir.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Movie Talk for movie fans. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube, guys. Follow us, iTunes, Google Play, everywhere podcasts could be found, ladies and gentlemen. And be sure to look us up as well. I mean, you can check us out anywhere where podcasts can be found. Be sure to follow us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, we're everywhere. And then also hit that subscribe button again. Be sure to give us thumbs up on our podcast. This was really an unplanned podcast. We just decided to get together. We're all like, hey, you know what? We're together already. We did a trailer reaction. Mm-hmm. Be sure to look that up as well. We did a trailer reaction to D23's The Rise of Skywalker. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Thank you for making us a part of your day. You have yourself a wonderful night, guys. Day. Thank you. This is Alamo City Movie Talk. Hello, everyone. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. We truly appreciate the support. Be sure to also check us out on YouTube, guys, where we do strictly movie reviews. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all of your movie news, reviews, and our special giveaways and contests, guys. You know what to do, and you have yourself a wonderful day, and stay classy, San Antonio.